A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Israel of Cherry Hill. Let's start from the bottom. Shabbos Kuf Chav Zayin Amad Aleph, 127a, pagination, page 253. One of the famous parts of davening is the Elu Devarim that we recite every morning after Birchas HaTorah, after the blessings of the Torah. And that statement does not in its entirety exist anywhere. It's a conglomeration of a number of similar statements which are found in the Gemara. Take a look at the Gemara, five lines up from the bottom in the middle of a line. Amar Rav Yehuda Bar Shila, Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yechanan, they said in the name of Rav Yechanan, Shisha Devarim, there are six things, Adam Ocha Peroseim Ba'olam Hazeh, that a person benefits from the fruit of the mitzvah in this world, Va'akeren Kiyemes Lo La'olam Haba, but the principle remains for the world to come. In other words, these are very fruitful mitzvahs, like a tree, that you have the tree, the principle remains forever, you'll get rewarded in the future, but you'll benefit even in this world as if it's producing fruit. It doesn't take any loss to the tree itself. Plenty of benefit. What are these wonderful mitzvahs? Ve'eluhein, here they are. Hachnosas orchim, hosting guests. And we mentioned this is not the simple I host you, you host me type of thing. This is hosting guests, a person who needs hospitality. Either emotionally they need hospitality or physically they need sustenance. But you reach out to somebody. Ubikur cholim, visiting the sick. In this case, for sure, makes no difference, wealthy or not. Person who's sick needs attention. Ve'iyun tefillah, and paying attention when we daven. Ve'ashkamas beis hamidrash, a person who comes early to the beis hamidrash to start the new day, to pave the way for all the other learning that's going to happen. Ve'amigadol banav l'talmud Torah, and one who raises children for Torah, the Adonis Chaveru Lekapsuchus, and one who judges his fellow favorably. That's the one we're going to elaborate on the next page. But I just want to finish the list over here. How many cases come from this Gemara? The Gemara continues and tells us on the next line. There's another statement in Chazal. Elu devarim sha'adam osa osam va'ocha parasein ba'olam hazeh. You benefit from the fruit in this world. Va'akeren kiyemes la'olam haba. And the principle lasts for the world to come. Ve'eluhein. And here are additional to this list. Kibud avaim, honoring one's parents. The pasuk says, lema'an ya'arichun yamecha, so that your days should be lengthened if you honor your parents. So someone once told me that it's a very apropos bracha to give a person a reward that he should have length of days, because sometimes caring for parents is perceived as a drain on time. You got to travel to the hospital, from the hospital, you got to put up with all kinds of diplomacy, etc. And sometimes just the drain on one's time, so to speak, that could be the perspective. So we're told that one of the rewards for Kibud Av V'Em is that Hashem gives you more life. So a person shouldn't feel that they're losing out because they're doing this. Ugemilas Chasadim, acts of kindness, similar to the list that Rabbi Yechon gave before, different acts of kindness, hosting and visiting, etc. Va'avah shalom ben adam l'chaveiro, and bringing peace between people. V'talmud Torah k'neged kulam, and Torah. Let's turn over the page, and the Gemara over here elaborates on the second line. Hadon chaveiro l'kaf suchos, a person who judges his fellow favorably. So Rashi over here, inner commentary, fourth line, Rashi tells us the tremendous drama, the importance of Donas Chaveru Lekafschos, Bechlal Havo Shalom. It's included in bringing peace between people. Dimitok shu machriya lizuchus, because you judge someone favorably, you have a choice. Should I go in this approach in my mind? Or should I go in this interpretation in my mind? Va'omar lo chatoli bezos. And he says he didn't really sin to me. He wasn't intentional. He had a different calculation. Onus hayo, he was forced into it. O letova niskaven, or really he meant for the best. Yesh shalom beinayim, that brings peace between people. And that's the enormity of judging someone favorably. Let's see a story here. The Gemara says, donin oso lezuchus, that in heaven they'll judge you favorably as well. There was a story with a person, and we have a tradition that this person is Rabbi Akiva, before he became a Talmud Chacham, when he was still a worker. He went, and he went and hired himself out to a certain homeowner, who was a big Talmud Chacham, shalosh shanim. For 3 years, he hired himself out as a worker. Erev Yom HaKippurim, the day before Yom Kippur, some say the day before a Yom Tif, but whatever it is, he wanted to go home. Omar lo, ten li schari ve'eluch ve'ezer nesishti ubonai. Give me my wages. I want to go home to my wife and children. Omar lo, so the homeowner told him, ein li ma'os. I have no money.
It's a Pima story.
Yeah. It's amazing to see it inside, though. When I did the Shmiras HaLashon class with the women's group, so I actually learned this Gemara with them inside, instead of just quoting that the Chafetz Chaim says that when you have a righteous person, you have to judge him favorably, even when it's unlikely. So I sat down with this Gemara and we learned it, because it's astounding what Rabbi Akiva did. And that's the calculation. When you're dealing with a righteous person, it's considered far more likely that the unlikely explanation is true. It's far more likely that the unlikely interpretation is true. Because he's a righteous person. He didn't mean to wrong you. Amala tenli peiros, give me fruit. Amala ainli, I don't have. Tenli karka, real estate. Ainli, don't have. Tenli behema, an animal. Ainli, don't have. Tenli karim vekistos, pillows. Ainli, nothing. Hivsho kelev la'achorov, he threw his garments over his shoulder, like a traveler. So he went home empty-handed. Bifchi nefesh, he was disappointed. La'achar regel, after the yomtif, nota balabayis sechara biyado, the homeowner came to visit him with the money. Ve'imamasa gimel chamorim, and he had three donkeys with him. Echad sham maichov, echad sham mishta, echad sham mini megodim, food, drink, and treats. And he came to Rabbi Kiva's house. After they ate and drank, he gave him his wages. Now, you see something phenomenal here. When would you give the wages? I would give the wages right away. Clear the air. And then we could eat and drink. And apparently the confidence of friendship, of honor, of dignity between them was such that they were able to eat and drink in friendship, even though the money was not yet paid up. It's an astounding, just a nuance in the Gemara. Amalo, and he asked him, and here we'll move quickly because we are running out of our 10-minute segment time. He asked him on each one of these things, and Rabbi Akiva explained how he figured that it wasn't available to be given. He didn't have money, he didn't have this, he didn't have that. Probably you engaged everything in business, and there's nothing available. Finally, at the end, towards the wide lines, the end of the small, he says, Shema hiktish kol mechosav l'shamayim, I thought maybe you just designated all your money to be charity funds. Amalehu avoda, and you were right. He dati kol mechosav b'shvil hurkenes b'nei, I was upset that my son Hyrcanus wasn't learning Torah and he's just going to inherit everything. And I made everything charity, and then I went to the rabbis and said that's not a proper vow. That vow to give everything to charity, they undid it. It's not a proper vow. And we know Atoras Nedorim, if you're giving something for heaven, there's such a thing as Atoras Nedorim. Obviously, you make a vow to another person, it's binding. But a vow to heaven, on a religious topic, you could undo it, and that's what he did, and now he had money to pay the worker. He concluded, Kishem Shadantani Lizuchus, Hamakam Yodin Oscha Lizuchus, just like you judged me favorably, Hashem should judge you favorably, and that to a certain extent is Rabbi Akiva's life. Who would think Rabbi Akiva becomes Rabbi Akiva from the unlearned shepherd? But if you look at a person and you judge him favorably, it's circumstances that made you unlearned. Let's fix that. And Rabbi Akiva becomes Rabbi Akiva. Tana Rabbanon, the second wide line, we learned, Maisa b'chosad echad, there was once a righteous person, Shepoda riva achas, he redeemed a girl, Bas Yisrael, Jewish girl, redeemed. They lived in volatile times, people were being taken captive. Ulamalon, when they got to the hostel, to the hotel, Lishkiva tachas margolosav, he had her sleep by his legs. Lamachar, and in the morning, Yared v'toval, he went to mikvah. So the first thing that goes through people's minds is that he had an omission, he was with a woman, and he's going to mikvah because of the standard that a Baal Keri, like we saw in Maseches Brachos, goes to mikvah before he learns Torah. So they figured, you're admitting. Huh? What happened there last night? Yeah? V'shana l'talmidav, while everybody was sleeping, what did you do? The next morning he needs to go to mikvah before he can teach the students. V'omar, he said to the students, b'shoa sheshkiviyo tachas margolosa, I want to know what you were thinking. When I insisted that she sleep by my legs and not anywhere else, that I was responsible for, v'machash adatuni, what did you think? What did you accuse me? What did you think I was doing? You think I was planning something for the night? They answered, Amarna, we said, Shema yesh banu talmud sheino bodek l'rebi, maybe there's one of our students that the master doesn't trust. There's one of us. I don't know which one. It's a nice clean way of saying not everyone is perfect and you needed to take responsibility for this girl that you redeemed and make sure no one plays with her. No one infringes on her. So you had her sleep right near you. If anything would happen, you would wake up. She was in close proximity. So he asked, Bishoshi Radti Vitavalti Bamachashadatani, and when I needed to go to mikvah, so you're probably thinking, right, of what we learned in Maseches Brachos, yeah? Amarnu, they said no. We thought Shemun Pneitarach Aderach Erikeri Lurebi, because of the travel and the exertion, and perhaps he was old man, young man, I don't know, but the exertion caused an emission. He said, you were right. That's exactly what happened. I needed to take responsibility because not everybody I can trust. We're an open society. I needed her near me so that I'm responsible. And when I went to mikvah, it was because of a different thing. Nothing to do with her. Ve'atem and you, k'shem shedantuni l'kavzchus, you judge me favorably, hamokum yodin eschem l'kavzchus, Hashem should judge you favorably as well. Yeshua Koach, have a great day.